are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. I am here with some Pacific Northwest death metal, Invocation Ritual. They have a record, Altered Reality, coming out August 14th on Iron Fortress. I have a couple of the guys. You want to introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
I'm Paul Richards, or Paul R., and I'm the guitarist for the band.
And my name is Paul Wright, Paul W. You can also call me South Paul. I play bass in the band.
Paul and Paul.
The Pauls. Half the band is Paul.
The Paul, the bearer of Pauls.
Yeah.
Real Paul bearers over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, we got to have double Pauls in this.
You gotta double Paul it up.
That's how you synchronize the mind.
Mm-hmm.
The name helps synchronize the two Pauls help keep everything level headed.
Yeah. Our when we were going on tour, we felt that connection, so we know for sure that's a fact now.
So whenever things get a little topsy turvy, they go to the Pauls. We gotta call the Pauls.
Consulting with the elders.
Yeah. Better call Pauls.
Better call Pauls.
So, Invocation Ritual. Yeah, you have this full length coming out within a week, and mm-hmm. y'all have been a band for just a little over 1 year officially. Now, you want to tell us how this group got together? You had a demo last year. Kind of playing off a couple songs, and now you're getting a bunch out there mm-hmm. to the world in a week.
Yeah. So, I was in Reburied, and I recorded their last album with them, and I just kind of wanted to keep writing, and so I parted ways with them, but I'm still friends with all those guys, and I just kept writing, and Chris was. Our drummer, he was already, he's always in like five or six bands at any given time. And he was just like, oh, send me those tracks or let's get some new stuff going. And so he was bugging me to send him some stuff. And I had written one or two songs. And so we started sending tracks back and forth. This has been 2024, but... and then Paul joined us shortly after that, and then same with Gabriel. And then it was probably in early 2025 when we decided on a name, and so I guess that's when we consider that the band was actually a real thing. But when we did that demo, we had probably, I would say, all but one or two songs on this album done already. And I kind of wanted to just do a full length right off the bat. And I think Paul was one of the proponents of like, well, let's do a demo first. And so we picked two of our best tracks. And then one of them, Flesh World, is actually not going to be on this full length album. So we wanted to, we are doing Ascensions again, though, because that's a banger. I feel like I can spill the beans on this stuff. It's gonna be out in a week, but and we worked with Billy Anderson, and he mixed and mastered the demo, and it sounded amazing, and that's what got the attention from Iron Fortress. But I'll have Paul Wright take over there. You're the one that was talking with
what's up, man?
Well,
the demo thing was just to show if anyone has interest, and mainly I just wanted to get something out there so people can hear what we're about. We would just be talking to, I believe it was Ben who came in contact us through some messaging system. I think Gabriel was the one who got in connections with working with him. I kind of got mm-hmm. the trail in before we gone on tour, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what I've heard like over the last couple of years from the Iron Fortress catalog. It's definitely mm-hmm. like it's it's straightforward in its intent for what they're sonically looking for bands, but like I love that sound. It's one of those when it comes to that type of death metal, like, mm-hmm. and that's why I think y'all sent me that demo, I think around the same time I did my first show. So
oh nice.
So like at that same time I started work like getting, you know, social mm-hmm. medias and emails and trying to piece things together week by week to make this show. That came through as one of the first local things mm-hmm. that came by, and I was like, okay, this is a no-brainer for me. So like mm-hmm. where there are people, you know, I am a fan of many sounds, but like I when it comes to my death metal, my punk and hardcore, it's a when you do, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's not saying that there isn't that's not saying that there isn't like anything you know, unique or like not you know, just like plain Jane. It's just I love the sound and the production that you guys have, and there's kind of a sonic similarity, or like at least like idea that has a mm-hmm. cohesive thought when it comes to some of these newer bands that are coming out on Iron Fortress as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. That demo was recorded, I think, purely at our houses, and we just sent the tracks over, and then yes. we had mm-hmm. Billy Anderson mix and master it. So. That's really cool to hear that something that came from a non-studio became recognized.
Yeah, Chris did the drums in the Oxygen Destroyer practice space, and then I think I used some kind of amp simulating pedal, but then I recorded the with a DI box, and I think Billy like reamped it through something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
It turned out really good for being.
Yeah, it was really
cool. Totally remote recording.
And, well, I like death metal recorded that sounds like it's recorded in a cave, regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm usually coming from like where like when Fast and like or Poison Idea ish bands like to record in somewhere that just sounds just mm-hmm. dark and wet and like just. And I love demo quality music. That I don't like you know, stuff that sounds. I'm just like in this day and age, like if you can make it sound good and cohesive, but also mm-hmm. have raw qualities, like the more the mm-hmm. merrier, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think Chris only used like four mics or something, right? Like a kick and a snare mic, and then two overhead condensers. But it sounds really good. I think. Definitely a lot of people were surprised that we didn't actually record it in the studio or anything. But yeah, it sounds great. And we put a little more effort into the recording on the full length.
Definitely.
We did go to actual studios for that, except for Paul.
Yeah, me. For me, I just wanted a more, like, I just wanted to be in my zone, in my vibe. I feel like every time I would go to a recording, especially like first time working with people, I kind of just want it correct, you know, just the vibe in recording. So me doing it back at home, mm-hmm. it just made things a lot smoother, and it was a really enjoyable experience. Plus, I had Paul come over to help me for a little bit, so it was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just reproach.
So, questions for y'all.
Okay.
Musically, as far as influences, I want to start with. Let's start with anything that has inspired you over the years, from specifically from the Pacific Northwest.
Got to go with Melvins. I like some sludginess, and I guess we only really do that on like Flesh World, but I do want to have some more doom kind of sections on future stuff. What else? I mean, Mortiferum, Cerebral Rot.
Goated. All goated. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually did that like Cessation of Life demo. They were recording it. I lived in that house at the time, in Detta's house, and I think they did the vocals in my bathroom, which is kind of cool. I'm trying to think. See, I knew there was going to be some questions, and I tried to, you know, be prepared here. What else? I mean, gotta go with like, you know, I saw Zoth play their very first show, and those guys have always been rad, and they can shred circles around me, but I definitely, you know, I've taken some lessons from Tyler before, and the stuff he does with like the Floyd Rose, the Whammy stuff is awesome. It's very inspiring for me, and I only rip one solo on this album, but there's a little bit of Whammy action on that. Paul, you got anything?
I would say Zoth also, because I, you know, I talk to Ben a lot. He teaches me a lot of bass stuff, and that guy's a phenomenal player. So I'm very glad to have any influence from him on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Invocation Ritual is I think, help continuing and leading a charge in that sound of really just solid, heavy death metal influenced music in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. So I think I would put you right up there with some of those bands. I love Mortiferum, Oxygen Destroyer, Zoth. All those bands are absolutely great. And when I heard the demo for the first time for Invocation Ritual, I was like, awesome. There's always bands that like that Kevin got to champion. I was like, cool. There's some more coming up that I get my chance to, that I really like that I get to champion, and I get to continue that for the sake of these bands and for Kevin. So it's I love it. Absolutely.
Oh, also these guys, Smearing. I gotta say, the people who didn't make it to our homecoming show, there's some harsh language, but you goofed. I mean,
Clint's go, dude, I'm so mad. It was on a
Saturday, dude. Show. It was so good. I'm and so, Distest, those are homies too.
Trust me, y'all.
Two of my favorite bands right now.
Y'all told me to be out there. Y'all told me to be out there, and I wanted to. But dude, all the good shows at the Kraken are always on Saturday night. Always on Saturday. I'm like, if I go, I can see one and a half, maybe two.
Yeah. Okay.
and I'm like, that's a super good line. Y'all did good with that lineup. Those are so, you know, those are it some of my sick. Favorite bands.
I was
Pacific Northwest.
Very into it. Yeah. I honestly, if I could like only do kind of mixed bills like that, that's so much more fun than just like, here's 20 death metal bands in a row.
The same blast beat for six hours.
It can be like that. It can be like that for any genre, whether it's a, you know, hardcore mosh part for 4 hours or whatever. So I love the mix. I love what Distest is bringing to the Pacific Northwest.
So insane. Yeah.
They're live, dude. The vocalist that one clip of them, like, dude, her
in the half pipe.
Yeah, dude, her timing could never. Like, I was like, that was some of the most goated stuff. Like, seeing that, just how she just hit, like the timing too of like, okay, this is the part I gotta do this, and then I gotta hit right back into the vocal part.
Yeah.
Master. Absolute. And also going from that Clint smearing, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Love Clint, dude, love Clint. And also just an animal. Absolute animal.
Definitely a minimum like 100-foot mic cable required, I think. for that band. Yeah.
Yeah, Clint, yeah, that's gotta be in your rider.
Yeah, at least 100-foot mic cable.
At least 100. the moves, I'm just like, I'm just, you know, it's more fun when people are getting active, man.
I agree.
It makes it like, I obviously I love the riffs and I love heavy stuff, but when people are working that stage and having it brings an element, especially when you're putting that into death metal shows too. So it's,
yeah, no, they were so sick. It was like a perfect show to
homecoming show too.
Yeah, it was great.
Good stuff. So transitioning to that too, of all of some of your foundational just bands or records. It can be band discographies or records of all time, influences and your foundations.
Oh, I'll start on this one.
All right.
Foundation, I would say Megadeth. So far, so good, so what? Purely just because David Lovesen's a huge influence for me. Strapping on Lad, that's another one. Yeah. Brian Shroud is a very talented bass player, and he just makes cool grooves, and I just really dig that stuff. And ultimately, when it comes to death metal, I have to like really, really have to say Cannibal Corpse. And I can't say one album, but I could say it's just one good giant era, because I listened to all those albums during the, you know, early 90s, like in a bunch. So I really can't pinpoint it. So Alex Webster would be someone I would say. I do a lot of finger technique just to do that 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Go for it, Paul.
Oh, man. I guess, well, yeah, I got to also say Strapping Young Lad. Definitely a big influential band for me when I was first getting into death metal. Got to go with Death as well. Gorguts, mostly like the first two albums, especially. I'd say Carcass as well. And you know, some people, I feel like, you know, there's definitely Swan Song hate. People hate on that album, but man, I feel like people even are like 50-50 on Heartwork. And to me, I think that album is great. Like, I love the playing on that, and Bill Steer's work on that album is phenomenal. And we use, you know, that same B standard tuning. Yeah, so that's definitely been a big influence for my playing. But yeah, Coroner, and even I would say, there was some riffs on this album that was even like Pantera inspired for me. I just like, with, you know, that band and like Coroner, like if you can write a riff that's just catchy, you know, that was really my focus when we were putting this together. I just we do stuff in a lot of weird time signatures, but ultimately it's not that we're trying to be like Tool and be like, oh, you could like do math and think about our music or something, but we're like it's more like I just need to like I just want to make something groovy and more in the, actually big influence would be Meshuggah as well. Just anything that grooves, but you know, the difference with us is we're not trying to enter like the rubber band, like djent territory, or do like weird polyrhythm stuff, but just, I like when a riff is like groovy and then it just like loops at a point that's kind of unexpected. So we're doing that, but more in like, death metal context, you know?
Yeah. And we're doing it in what? We have a couple songs where it's like 8-9, right?
We've got a whole song in 7.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, it's a very straightforward death metal, you know, kind of way of writing.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I meant, going back to what I was saying earlier about the don't, like, you can still do interesting things, but within mm-hmm. the, but I think you said it greatly, within the context, like, yeah. It makes sense within the context, like, you hear those things because, you know, mm-hmm. and it's all about where your mindset is and where the, you know, where the listener, like, mm-hmm. and my mindset was like, okay, that's really cool within the context.
Yeah, I mean, really with a blast beat, it's like everything's in 1/16. You know, everything is just divided by each blast, really. But yeah, it would loop around at a weird time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say our song structures are pretty conventional. So that's where we get the meat and potatoes sort of thing going on with our band, is I write things pretty straightforward in that aspect, but the riffs themselves can be pretty challenging. A lot of work with the click tracks and stuff, locking those in. But we pulled it off live.
Yeah. We're talking to Paul and Paul from Double Invocation Paul. To Double Paul from Invocation Ritual. Their record Altered Reality comes out August 14th on Iron Fortress. Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you so much for having us.
Anything else you want to add about the band and the record before we get out of here and play some music?
I guess just shout out to Iron Fortress for putting this out. We are so stoked to be on this label. Billy Anderson, Greg Earhammer Wilkinson for doing the finishing touches on this album. Dan Bones for incredible artwork. We were hoping to try to turn it into a gatefold, but he did the whole front and back, and it's an incredible piece that he spent a lot of time on, and it's sick, and it really captures the vibe we were going for on this album.
Maybe future, though.
Yes, hopefully, and hopefully maybe more art from him in the future. And then, yeah, just so many sick bands that we played with and all the great venues we played with on this tour. And yeah, we can't wait to announce the future tours that we have planned. But yeah, and all the local homies that played that homecoming show with us, that was amazing.
Definitely amazing.
And then everyone that has been listening to us, the demo, and thank you so much for playing us. And I really think that if you guys like what you've heard so far, you're really going to like the rest of the album when it comes out next week. It's all bangers. It was really hard for us to pick what singles to put out because the other songs are super good too.
Well, I'm stoked to listen to it. So we're going to play some tracks right now. You're listening to Metal Shop KISW. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.